top of the mess was moving slowly, like a mist on a clouded mirror. I never caught this up. Never, not in my whole life. Not even on my deathbed. But it had all happened just the way I remembered. That was sure. Death would look natural. Hell, would be natural. And that's the way I intended to leave it. I walked out of the graveyard in the left-hand rut, and when my foot struck my pack, I picked it up and slung it back over my shoulders. Lights appeared at the bottom of the hill, as if someone had given them the cue. I stuck out my thumb, oddly sure it was the old man in the Dodge. He'd come back this way looking for me, of course he had. It gave the story that final finishing roundness. Only it wasn't the old guy. It was a tobacco-chewing farmer in a Ford pickup truck filled with apple baskets. A perfectly ordinary fellow. Not old and not dead.
"Where you going, son?" he asked. And when I told him, he said, "That works for both of us."
Less than 40 minutes later, at 20 minutes after 9, he pulled up in front of the Central Maine Medical Center.
"Good luck. Hope your ma's on the mend."
"Thank you," I said, and opened the door.
"I see you've been pretty nervous about it, but she'll most likely be fine. Ought to get some disinfectant on those, though."
He pointed at my hands. I looked down at them and saw the deep purple increscents on the backs. I remembered clutching them together, digging in with my nails, feeling it but unable to stop. And I remembered Staub's eyes, filled up with moonlight like radiant water.
"Did you ride the bullet?" he'd ask me. "I rode that fucker 4 times.
"Son?" the man driving the pickup asked. "You all right?"
"Huh?"
"You come over all shivery."
"I'm okay," I said. "Thanks again." I slammed the door of the pickup and went up the wide walk, past the line of parked wheelchairs gleaming in the moonlight. I walked to the information desk, reminding myself that I had to look surprised when they told me she was dead. Had to look surprised. They'd think it was funny if I didn't. Or maybe they'd just think I was in shock, or that we didn't get along, or...